That's right. You're tuned in to 4ZZZ's Bright in the Corners on 102.1 FM. It's 4:02, and you just heard the fantastic sounds of Harry Howard and the NDE. That was the latest single, The Only One, and it's off the latest album that Harry Howard and the NDE have just put out called Sleepless Girls. And I'm very lucky to have the man himself, Mr. Harry Howard, on the phone line from Melbourne to chat about latest album and how things are generally. How are you going, Harry?
How are things generally, Ian?
Yes, how are things generally, sir?
They're good. They're quite general and thing-like.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us. I know you are in the midst of an NDE rehearsal, so, you know, I'm striking while the iron's hot, so to speak.
We're in the thick of it, Ian.
Fantastic.
Wrestling through the tunes for the tour.
And I didn't get a chance off air, but I'll wish you a belated birthday too, sir. I hope you've had a good couple of days so far.
It was very good, thank you, Ian.
I did notice that Kid Congo Powers wished you a happy birthday, and of course, you guys just played some fantastic shows with them in Melbourne whilst they're on their Australian tour, I believe.
Yeah, that was a great experience. They're all they're super nice gang of types, and Kid himself is a splendid gentleman, and they play mean.
Yes, yes.
They're great.
Lucky to catch them play here in Brisbane, and they were just they were definitely a great outfit, and I'm so glad I got to see them this time around. Now, you guys have got a lot of gigs coming up. I noticed you're playing. You've got about 4 shows here in ready to go in October, and in particular this weekend, I think you're going to be launching this new album, Sleepless Girls. How did this? I understand that you worked on this album with Lockie Lockwood, who runs the Spooky label.
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah.
It was Lockie.
So where did
he did our last one too.
Yeah, so where did you record it with Lockie?
It was at a secret location.
Yeah.
I'm not at liberty to divulge.
Oh, right, okay. Well, whatever's got...
Yeah. But we finished it at Lockie's house in at Spooky Hollow.
Spooky Hollow.
Spooky Hollow, something like that.
I love it. Well, what?
Spooky Hollow.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Spooky Town.
Spooky Town. Whatever elixir you've thrown in there, sir, it sounds just as delicious as Pretty, which you put out in 2013. You've kept us waiting a while. It's been 3 years.
Has it really?
3 years.
Shocking.
Yes.
I wanted to put one out every year, but they kept holding me back.
Oh, right.
Strapping me down. Slapping me, no hurry, too soon.
And so when you did put it together with Lockie, did it come quickly? Was it a really quick process?
It's fairly quick, but with the current recording techniques, you tend to go and revisit. Which is good. It's great how you can leave a mix up and you can go back and you can tweak it and no, I'll redo that. No, whatever. So it took it didn't take very long to record the get all the beds of the tracks down, but the rest took a while.
Yes,
ducking in and out amongst your busy life.
Yes, well, you've got a fantastic band. Of course, the NDE consists of Dave Graney and Claire Moore as the rhythm section, and then you've got Edwina Preston also playing keyboards, and I think she also plays the stylophone and a range of things. But it's a fantastic band. And singing. So I imagine that it's all come together pretty quick because you guys have been playing for a while now to as a unit.
Yeah. Everyone got their parts happening really quick, and I think the band sound better than they ever have.
Yes,
that's my appraisal.
Oh,
of the matter. Everyone did really splendid job. Dave's making a crack in the background. I can't remember what it is. Can't hear it.
Is it a quick process? Like, how do you guys generally work? Do you send the song as it is? Do you send it off to them and they kind of work out their parts within that, or is it just all you work it out at practice?
Well, yeah, I usually send a demo and just to give them some idea of what's going on. Start the process, and then we work on them at rehearsal. Sometimes it takes a while because I've got a strange sense of rhythm and my riffs tend to not start on the one and things like that. And and I'm not very good at explaining it. So sometimes it takes a while, like Votes for Women. It took ages to figure out, well, what's the first note of the song, Harry? Well, it's this. But that's not the one, Harry. Always things like that going on, because I'm not a trained musician. I'm a non-musician.
Well, you go by feel, Harry, and I think that's often the best way. It's certainly I love the sound of the album. I've got to ask you about some of the title of the album though. Sleepless Girls. How did you arrive at the title?
Oh, well, that's an interesting story. Actually, I've got this crazy character who I talk to on Facebook sometimes from Sweden. His name's Mikael.
Yes.
And he drinks quite a lot. And he likes to, and he's a poet and a painter. And he likes to contact me late at night. And he's in various states of dishevel.
Yes.
And he tends to kind of free flow his consciousness at times during the conversations. And he just came out with this in this phrase, sleepless girls, just amongst this kind of conversation we're having.
Right.
And it just struck me, and I grabbed it, and I said to him straight away, I'm going to use that. He said, what? I said, sleepless girls. Oh, whatever, Harry. and that ended up being the title of the album. So I'm not quite sure, but, you know, sometimes you write lyrics. Sometimes just a phrase will jump out at you and you'll think, yeah, I like that. And that can be all you need to write a song. It's just... just two words. And
yeah, I often...
That's what happens.
I think, like, I look at some of the titles on this album and they're like 25 Cent Paperback, which is the closing track of your album, and Votes for Women and Cruel Kitten. They kind of like, they suggest a certain type of song. Is that the way you work? You have a title and you go from there because it's...
Sometimes... I guess so. I mean, you know, there was a whole 25 Cent Paperback. That was a whole concept of kind of like writing a pulp novel as a song.
Yes.
You know, vague concept. And I don't know. Yeah, I guess, I mean, inevitably, you know, things spark off a different feel in your mind. So that's kind of true. But it's one of those kind of alchemic things that goes on without you really being able to track it while it's happening. It just occurs.
For sure. Now, I'm going to play the track after we finish speaking, Votes for Women. Is there any story behind that track? Is this...
Not really.
This is not a campaign that you're running with the NDE?
Well, it's certainly not voting for Pauline Hanson, if that's what you mean.
I apologise for that.
No. Like, there's a very loose kind of theme for the album. It's very loosely the whole thing about women, and you know, I am a believer in, you know, I just can't believe that in this day and age, women get paid less than men. I'm sorry, I know it's politics, and I don't like to mix politics and music, but I cannot fathom it, basically. And I wanted to write something that was just that dealt with all that kind of agenda that goes on. I don't know where it comes from or what.
Yeah.
It's how it's justified, but it's so embedded that it's kind of, you know, you have to it just, it's constantly omnipresent, and I just thought, well, I had a feeling I wanted to write this certain sort of song, and it turned out it's a song about, that people should be treated equally, basically, focusing on women in this case, and hopefully not patronising their issues, and
Well, it certainly sounds like it's a lit fire. It's a great song, and it really plays well. I'm going to play it in a sec. You've got all these shows, no Queensland shows, I noticed yet, Harry.
I have to contact that band Stress of Leisure, I think, and see if they want to do a double bill or something.
Definitely. I'll just warn you about them, though. They're reprobates, but...
I know they're difficult types.
Yes, they're difficult types. So, all the best with these shows, and congratulations on your album, Sleepless Girls. I've put the link up on our Facebook page, or the Bright in the Corners page, and right. I suggest everybody to get in and, have a listen to Sleepless Girls. You'll love it. And I think congratulations on the album, Harry, and all the shows you
Thanks
got coming
much,
up man. In October. And sorry to break up your rehearsal, but I'm sure you can pick up where you left off.